It's another cold, winter-like day across the area. I know it's not technically winter yet, but it's definitely feeling very much like it. We have temperatures this afternoon running mainly in the teens and 20s, and the wind has been pretty gusty as well. The wind kicked up following the passage of a little storm to our south late last night into this morning, brought a light accumulation of snow, mainly for areas south of I-90. As the storm pushed off to the east, the wind kicked up out of the west and northwest, gusting at times up over 30 miles an hour, and that is making it feel even colder across the area. And there's not much relief from the cold in sight, so right through the weekend, we'll see temperatures on the cold side for this time of year, though I think the cold will become a little bit less harsh as we move into the weekend. A few spots may actually hit the 30-degree mark over the weekend, but that is still below average for this time of year. I don't see any big storms in sight, though we do have the chance to see a little bit of snow, mainly due to lake effect snow over the next couple of days. Right now, things are pretty quiet. There are a few snow showers well to the west and southwest of Albany, and that's likely where they will stay tonight. So for areas west and southwest of Albany, there is the chance for a few snow showers. Otherwise, we're partly cloudy to mainly clear overnight, and we'll see temperatures drop back into the single digits and teens. Now, the wind will still be fairly busy through the first part of the night, and then we'll see the winds diminish, especially later on. Then for tomorrow, we'll have some sunshine during the morning. Temperatures will be cold to start and cold to finish, as we are targeting highs mainly in the low to mid 20s in most areas tomorrow. We'll have clouds increase through the day, and there's still going to be the chance for a few snow showers, mainly in areas to the west of Albany. And there may actually be a few snow showers well south, so possibly in the lower Hudson Valley you might see a snow shower late tomorrow as a little storm flares up south of Long Island, could brush mainly near the coastal areas with a little bit of light snow. And then some lake effect snow will be possible tomorrow night into Saturday. For most of us, it's not going to be a big deal in terms of accumulation, but there may be some snow in the air and a few slippery spots around. Of course, accumulations will be heavier in spots farther west. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear and cold, low in the single digits. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, continued cold, high 18 to 24. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of spotty snow showers. Cold, low in the single digits to around 10. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of snow showers. Cold, high 18 to 26. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a small chance of snow showers, cold with highs in the 20s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, low 5 to 10. Tomorrow, increasing clouds and continued cold with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Region-wide on Saturday, variably to mostly cloudy, with some scattered snow showers, breezy with highs in the 20s to near 30, and on Sunday partly sunny with highs in the 20s to low 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.